Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to The Lonely Desk, your daily dose of inspiration and real talk about navigating the wild world of remote work. I'm your host, Jessica Lane, and today we're diving deep into something that can seriously level up your workday. Positive affirmations. Ever feel like you're stuck in a self-doubt loop? You know that feeling when you're about to pitch a killer idea but your inner critic whispers, "What if it fails?" Or, "You're not good enough." Well, guess what? We can hack that negativity and build ourselves up with the power of positive affirmations. Think of affirmations as those little pep talks for your brain, short, powerful statements that can reprogram those unhelpful thoughts and boost your confidence like a caffeine shot. They're not about pretending everything is perfect, because let's be real, sometimes life throws curveballs. But about choosing to focus on your strengths, abilities, and the amazing things you bring to the table. Here are 5 game-changing tips for using affirmations effectively. 1. Keep it personal. Forget those generic, "I am successful," statements. Make it authentic. Think about what truly resonates with you. Maybe it's, "I am a creative problem solver," or, "I am worthy of recognition," or even, "I crush deadlines like a boss." Tailor your affirmations to reflect your unique goals and aspirations. 2. Present tense power. This is where things get magical. Instead of saying, "I will be confident," try, "I am confident." Our brains are wired to respond to present tense statements as if they're already happening. By framing your affirmations in the present, you're subtly shifting your mindset and creating a sense of self-belief. 3. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Think of affirmations like those catchy tunes that get stuck in your head. The more you repeat them, the more ingrained they become in your subconscious. Make it a habit to say your affirmations out loud every morning, during your workday breaks, or even before tough meetings. You can even write them down and stick them on your desk as visual reminders. 4. Feel the feeling. It's not just about the words, it's about the emotions behind them. When you repeat your affirmations, really try to feel the sense of confidence, empowerment, or joy that they evoke. This emotional connection amplifies their impact and makes them more effective. 5. Don't give up. Trust me, I get it. Sometimes those negative thoughts can be persistent little ninjas. But don't beat yourself up. If you find your mind wandering back to self-doubt, gently bring it back to your affirmation. Consistency is key. The more you practice, the easier it becomes to silence those inner critics and embrace your awesomeness. Let me tell you a story that really drove this point home for me. Remember that time I had to present my big project to the entire company? My palms were sweating like crazy, my heart was pounding in my chest, and that voice of self-doubt was whispering, "You're not prepared enough." But then I remembered the power of affirmations. Throughout the day leading up to the presentation, I kept repeating my affirmation. "I am confident, articulate, and ready to share my vision." Guess what? When it was my time to shine, I nailed it. The audience was engaged, they loved my ideas, and afterwards, people were telling me how inspiring and well-prepared I was. So, remember, friends, the next time you feel that self-doubt creeping in, turn those negative thoughts into positive affirmations. Believe in yourself, speak your power, and watch what incredible things you can achieve. Okay, awesome humans, let's recap. Today we learned that positive affirmations are like magic spells for our brains. They help us reprogram those self-doubting thoughts and boost our confidence to new heights. Remember to keep it personal, use the present tense, repeat those affirmations often, feel the emotions behind them, and don't give up on yourself. Now, go out there and rock your day. Use these tips, share this episode with a friend who needs a little extra boost. And let me know how you're using affirmations to crush it in the comments below. I can't wait to hear all about your success stories. See you tomorrow for another dose of The Lonely Desk.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.